We'll get back to breaking down the entire first day of round number two. Marianne Williamson getting the most hits and the most attention following that debate. But, man, she got fiery. You know, talked about the water in Flint and everything the president's doing in these, what was it, dark psychic moment? Is that what it was? The dark psychic something or other. At any rate, she stands exactly no chance of ever winning here. But, hey, it's fun to watch, and we'll keep up. Maybe she'll get some money in. We can keep her into September. That would be – maybe I should send her some money. What do you – wait, you think so? Yeah, sure. We can get it. We can send her $20. Keep her in the race. She's like comic relief in some ways. All right, other news going on, and this next clip is mind-boggling. This comes from a radio program called Ebro in the Morning, I guess it is, and it's on the East Coast. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez from the Mob Squad was on the program yesterday. And she just nods along and agrees to everything being said by the host, especially when he said that Israelis are basically white supremacist Jews. White supremacist Jews, he says, and then goes on after that where it gets even a touch worse. It's by its very definition anti-Semitism. So expect to hear this nowhere else but here. It is today's exhibit number two with AOC. Go.
And I wanted you because often we on this program, we have the freedom to address the fact that something that, you know, people, it's an oxymoron. How do you have white supremacist Jews? Mm-hmm. How do you have people like Stephen Miller? How do you have these individuals who are legit aligning with racism and white supremacy? But they're Jewish, and it's something that most people can't wrap their brains around. But it's a real thing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what's going on with Israel and Palestine, while it's very, very deep, it is very, very criminal, and it's very, very unjust, mm-hmm. right?
Absolutely. And I think, too, where we're at as a country when it comes to Israel-Palestine is very much a generational issue.
A generational issue. It must be because I have never heard the term white supremacist Jew used in polite company or any company for that matter. I think by definition that's anti-Semitism ramped up again because AOC and her mob squad and her far-left radicals, they don't care about that. They don't care about that at all. In fact, I'm not sure that Ocasio-Cortez stood for anything on that score until she met others in the freshman class that convinced her that that was the thing to say, the position to take. Easily convinced, easily persuaded. And then, of course, they have the nerve to call Donald Trump a racist. She's referring to Israelis as white supremacist Jews while calling Donald Trump a racist. Let that process for a few moments. Just let that process for a few moments. And remember what a prominent figure she has become in the Democrat Party. White supremacist, if you're Jewish, how can you in good conscience support this party anymore? Whether you've been there for generations, your parents were Democrats, your grandparents, I get all that. And then you hear this, or they support BDS, boycott, divest, and sanction Israel. They liken it to Nazi Germany and the Holocaust. They refer to those Israelis as white supremacist Jews and expect you to vote for them. I'm sorry, at what point do you get off that train and say, yeah, I've had enough, check please? Because at some point it's so far gone. And so indefensible because it's been repeated so many times. You know, you can only come back and say, well, you know, I didn't really mean that. I didn't have the right understanding. That doesn't fly anymore. This has been going on for 7 or 8 months almost constantly. And for some of those in the freshman class and the mob squad, it predates their time in Congress. You can go back and find Ilhan Omar's comments on Israel and Palestine that go back years. Same with Rashida Tlaib. And so at some point you have to ask yourself, well, what do they really believe? And I think it becomes quite obvious what they really believe. I can't see into somebody's heart, but it seems to me that it's quite obvious. Other bits of information making the news that are important to all of us here. The USMCA would be a big boom for many states in America, none more so than the upper Midwest, where the debate was held in Detroit last night. The USMCA would greatly benefit farmers that produce soybeans, corn in places like Michigan and Ohio, Indiana, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania. It would benefit those that manufacture automobiles, and yet it sits there stagnant because the House Democrats do not want to give this president a victory. Senator Chuck Grassley talked about it yesterday in committee. It is exhibit number 4 on this Wednesday. Chuck Grassley, go.
The labor and environmental standards in the agreement are the most rigorous in any U.S. trade deal. And unlike with NAFTA, they're in the core of the agreement and are fully enforceable. USMCA also squarely addresses long-standing U.S. concerns in the Canadian market, such as Canadian policies on wheat grading, retail sale of wine, dairy supply management, and the distribution of U.S. television programming.
All of it. So there's so much to cover when it comes to the USMCA, which you listen to the Democrats on stage in Detroit last night. They decry how bad NAFTA was. Bernie Sanders, all the rest, slamming NAFTA. Well, here's a better plan, Bernie. Convince your Democrat colleagues it's time to move forward on USMCA. It's a much better plan. All agreed, bipartisan support. And yet Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats refuse to allow it to move forward. Why? Politics. You're putting politics ahead of Americans. Again, 52 after on the Steve Gruber Show. Back after this.
The skills you can develop as a soldier in the Army National Guard can give you an edge in the high-tech job market of tomorrow. The Guard offers career training to take advantage of your skills in science, technology, engineering, and math that can help give you a leg up to a high-paying and rewarding STEM profession. Gain practical experience with emerging technology and equipment not found in the civilian world. The Army National Guard can get you started in an array of STEM-related career fields such as information technology, communication systems, special forces engineers, technical engineering, air traffic control, and chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear science. Get a head start on your career in an exciting new field while earning money to pay for college, all while serving in your own community. Log on to NationalGuard.com or talk to a recruiter in your area to learn about all of the STEM career opportunities available to you in the Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.